You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hey, this is Tripp Stewart again from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital, doing another one of these podcasts. Hopefully they're helpful and informative. Today I'd like to talk about seizures. Seizures are kind of a big topic. Seizures are defined by a sudden abnormal electrical activity in the brain. And in dogs, they're a little different than in cats. Cats have what we call focal seizures, where there are certain symptoms are displayed, and it just is usually in a certain area of the brain. And dogs have what are usually generalized seizures, where the image is what you see in the movies, where the whole body is twitching or paddling. There's a lot of generalized body movement, salivation, frothing, all the things you think of in a seizure. Cats can have that too, but it's a little more common to have a focal seizure. But what a seizure is just this overall electrical shock to your brain. What causes a seizure? Epilepsy, toxins, there's a lot of things that cause it. Low blood sugar can do it, tumors, trauma. Some animals have a congenital problem that they're born with that can cause it. Viruses, bacteria, a lot of things can cause seizures. And they're extremely frightening to watch. And so the main thing about a seizure is it's really something that alarms the owner almost as much as it alarms the pet. And so we kind of want to treat these as an emergency, certainly the first time. Once you get used to your animal having a seizure, it's something you can actually kind of tolerate and watch and move on with appropriate actions. So what do we see with seizures? We see a pre-ictal period usually. That's right before the animal has a seizure, where they have normal behaviors. They might have some clingy behaviors, blindness. They might be stammering. This is when the brain is approaching that seizure threshold. And you're going to see your dog just not behaving right. They're just going to be a little off. Then there's the actual seizure. And like we said, cats can have a focal twitch, dilated pupils. They can do a couple things where they're just staring into the wall. They're walking into objects. That's that more focal seizure. But more often than not in dogs, you're going to see a generalized seizure with the jaw clamping, paddling or running, almost like in a sleepy dream kind of state. Salivation, urination, defecation. Stiffness, arched back. You'll find some completely, unresponsive animals that are just staring into the walls or actually just tremoring in the movie-like seizures. They usually last around 30 seconds to 2 minutes. It seems like about an hour when you're watching it. If you're seeing your dog have a seizure, it probably seems to you like time is standstill. But reality is it's usually 30 seconds to 2 minutes. After seizure, we'll see a real post-ictal period of disorientation, blindness. They might be extremely hot from all the thrashing, thirsty from all the activities. Imagine nearly every muscle twitching in action. It's like running a marathon, and these animals are exhausted. They can last, this post-seizure activity can last from 1 minute to many hours. They become more awake and more aware. There are certain cases where the animals are in a status epilepticus type state where they don't come out of the seizure. This is a serious emergency. Any animal that's in a seizure for more than 2 or 3 minutes, you want to rush that animal to a veterinarian. They can get way overheated. You can have permanent brain damage. You can have cardiovascular collapse. You can have a whole lot of problems. So you really want to look at your watch when you see an animal have a seizure. And I know we're briefly touching on some of these things. I'm not going into extreme detail, but I just want to give you an overview at this point. So what do you do when your animal has its first seizure? If you've never had a seizure, if you've never seen a seizure before in your animal, and we're going to use dogs as probably the main example because they're more likely to have these seizures. What should you do? The first and foremost thing that you want to do is don't get bitten. Don't put your hand anywhere near their mouth. They're not going to swallow their tongues. They're not going to bite their tongue off. It's unlikely they're going to cause major damage to the mouth. They might bite a few lips or nick their tongue, but they're not going to do anything that's going to be permanent. And so you don't want to get hurt, first of all. Make sure they're not going to hurt anyone else or anything else. Get them away from any tippy objects. Get them away from anything that's hot or glass. Obviously, if they're not in control of their body, they can't help what they're doing. Time the seizure. As we talked about before, seizures usually last 30 seconds to 2 minutes. But once you're in that 3-4 minute length, now you're at a point where you got to rush that dog somehow to the veterinarian. Now you're in real trouble. Then you want to bring the dog to the veterinarian, bring him to an emergency room if it's after hours, or bring him to a regular vet during the day carefully. Make sure to give him a history. You want to think of the history. You want to think of the time. You want to think of the pre-seizure activity. Did the dog get into some kind of toxin? Did it eat trash, compost? Did the dog act strange for hours and hours beforehand? Has he or she had a generalized decline over the last few days? Fever, lethargy, anything that causes that we've talked about that might give the vet a hint as to what the nature of the seizure is. So the vet may want to start with a history, certainly, to find out if they can narrow some of these things down, and obviously a physical exam. But they're going to want to start fluids, IV catheters and fluids. They're going to certainly want to stop a seizure if it's still going on. There's a number of drugs we can use for that. And they may want to do some blood work and x-rays because we're still trying to narrow down what's the cause of the seizure. Why is this dog having a first-time seizure? Is it one of the things we mentioned before? Is it a toxin, which we can fix? Is it a virus or bacteria, which we can treat? Or is this epilepsy or a brain tumor or something more insidious and not fixable? So some of these animals actually go home that day or after a few hours after deciding that the seizure is caused by something we can fix or is something that we can't fix. You know, if the dog's back to normal, blood pressure's great, not having other seizures, excellent. The dog may actually go home. Other dogs require more monitoring, require going to a neurology consult, having an MRI if we suspect brain tumor or some kind of abnormality in the central nervous system. Blood work, x-rays, all those things might be possible. So we usually recommend that most animals stay to be monitored at least overnight because once the first seizure you have occurs, your next seizure is a lot easier to happen. So seizures lead to seizures. Every seizure you have makes the brain a little more primed for another seizure, and that's an important point. So if you have a dog with one single seizure, it's the first time ever, it lasted 30 seconds, and you think, okay, this isn't the end of the world. Just keep in mind that seizure is going to prime that brain to have another one more easily. It may never happen, but it's very possible. So what do you do when your dog has a seizure and your vet says this is the cause? You talk to the vet about what the treatment options are. If the vet has determined that your dog has epilepsy, which is a very common condition in young dogs, Labradors, even German Shepherds, some main breed dogs, you know, between the ages of 1 and 3 years old, larger breed dogs, if the vet has decided that this is the cause of the seizure, which means that there's no toxin, no virus, no bacteria, no brain tumor, epilepsy, then your dog's probably going to be treated with medications for long term. And there are new medications. We've always been scared of certain medications because they cause a dog to be sedate or might have liver side effects. But there are certainly new medications out there that are really effective, fairly reasonable in price, and can make a big difference. These medications can save your dog. They can get you back your original dog and prevent future seizures. If you find out your dog has a brain tumor, then certain neurology services can, in fact, remove those brain tumors. If your dog has a toxin, we can try to detoxify your dog. If your dog has a virus or bacteria, we obviously would treat those as well. A lot of animals have one seizure or two seizures in their lifetime. This is not to say that they're epileptic. It may be a certain event that's occurred and they're now reacting to it. I wouldn't necessarily condemn an animal for that one seizure. You want to really make sure you figure out what the seizure is, and that's going to happen between you and your veterinarian, a good history, a good physical exam, and certainly finding out the length of the seizure is going to help that as well. So summarizing this, I know it's kind of a rambling podcast, but to summarize this, seizures are not the end of the world. We see them quite often in the emergency room. There are a lot of causes of seizures. The main points to take home are when this occurs, if a seizure occurs in your dog, you want to go back and think about exactly how long the seizure lasted, the pre-symptoms that might have given away a seizure was going to come, the post-symptoms and how long they lasted, and get to your veterinarian, have them stabilize the dog blood pressure, temperature, preventing future seizures, maybe doing some blood work to figure out all these answers, and then relax for a minute, sit back, talk to your veterinarian about different treatments, but don't overreact. Seizures are not the end of the world. We do have a new neurology service that's moving into Richmond area that's going to have an MRI on hand, and they will be able to treat us a little more locally here in the Charlottesville area. If you have any questions, give your veterinarian a call, certainly. And this is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. I hope this was helpful.